Hey Jason, how's it going?
Pretty sleepy, but I'm all right. How about you?
Same-ish. Hey David, how's it going over there?
Oh, I'm all right. Yeah, it's going well.
Good.
How's it going?
Doing okay over here too. I was just trying to read Tara's questions for today, since she won't be here, but I can let me pull up my screen at least. Okay, I think we can get started. I don't know if Ian and Jakob are joining us at some point, but we can at least get started. Okay. David, have you had a chance to read through Tara's comment? And maybe not just David, because I think there's some questions for maybe Jason in here too. About the ZFL issues that she was reviewing.
Yeah, I took a glance at her comments, right? And then she said, I think for the issue where the filters were loading slowly, I think that is fine now. But she says, on the edit screen, she still seems to see some form of slowness there, but so we would have to look at that again.
Yeah, she said, I think we can close this one, but she's not sure if it paused the issue on what is it? It's not linked to this one, I guess. Oh, this down here.
Yeah.
I don't think it's related, for what it's worth.
Yeah. So we'll probably just close this and then look at that separately. So.
Okay. All right. So we'll close this one up. Thank you. And then I don't is somebody looking at this one's assigned. Oh, to David. Okay. Okay. Let's see. There's a DevOps issue that I'm not seeing on this board that she says that I just want to look at that real quick while we're 7017. Okay, so maybe we can take this out of draft and put it into to do.
Yeah, I think both things under this together have actually been done. Yeah, so they have been released, both of them, and verified by Tara. All right, so it's just for the customer to deploy on their end.
Oh, okay. So is that
Yeah,
something
you can
you
just
need?
to do. Yeah, you can just put it to
Okay.
do. Yeah, it's more of a to do for the customer, but yeah, and I think Antara will just have to pass along instructions to them on what exactly they need to do. Right.
Okay. All right. And then how did I lose my wherever I was? Okay. Okay, so she links another support ticket, which I also don't think is here, so we can go look at that as well. Says that you've completed your part on this issue,
Yeah.
David.
Yeah, this. Yeah, I think from what I hear, Yanis is supposed to work on a fix for this, because what we've done is just to give the customer a way to, fix the broken records from the back end. So they have to go into the database and then do some database operations, but we talked about making sure that this doesn't happen again from the UI. So we have to do something to ensure that you can't break this from the UI. And that is what Yannis is supposed to work on right now. But I'm not sure Yannis has access to this board. So probably have to
Yes.
create, yeah, a ticket for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write a note. We will need to create a ticket for Giannis. Okay. And has Giannis been like involved in this at all? Is he aware of this issue? Jakob, does that ring any bells for you? I see you unmuted.
No, he's not aware of this. We need to create a ticket for him. But I think we talked. I don't recall, guys. Are there repro steps on this ticket?
Yeah, there are.
Okay, and it should be done in SLNP1, David, the
Yeah,
reproduction.
SLNP1, SLNP2, anyone's
Okay,
fine.
okay, okay.
Yeah.
Then I think we have all we need. So let's just create a ticket for Yanis Mallory in ILL Dev, because I don't think, as David said, I don't think he sees the support issues. And you put the repro steps in there, and yeah, when he's back, he'll be back next week. You can take a look at it.
Okay. Sounds good. And then we have another sup ticket to look at.
Oh, okay. You can just assign this to me. I haven't done any digging into this yet.
Okay. This was assigned to Kurt,
Oh, to Kurt.
but yeah, I'm not sure. It,
Yeah,
did Kurt?
I haven't dug
Yeah.
into that one yet to see why SLNP2 is not working. Sure, it's something, can't be something too crazy. The other one is still working, but I don't know at this point what's going on yet.
So you want to take a stab at this first, Kurt, or
Yeah,
and
I'll
okay.
take the first look at that and see if I can see what's going on.
Okay. And then she's also mentions a similarly re related issue with the oops. Settings error.
Is that the same one? It's a different one. Wait a minute.
This is a different one. I think that it just is kind of similar to
Oh, okay.
this. This one's assigned to David, though, so I don't know if it makes sense for you two to talk or if you want to tackle these separately and then see where the overlap is.
Okay. This up one, two. Okay, they're probably related. So, I guess I'll talk to Kurt. I'm sure whatever he finds there will probably be useful to me as well.
Yeah, I think it must be something the same stripe, whatever's going on there.
Okay. All right. So I think those were all of her issues. Is there anything else, David, that you want to talk about while we're all together or while you're here?
Well, I think those were all the issues.
Anybody have any questions for David? Thank you. We can move on. I have Jakob, I have a few like newish support issues that I can talk about, but I don't know if you have other things you want to go over first.
You mean now or?
Yeah, I just didn't know if you wanted me to do the support tickets I have, or if you want to if do something else first.
I think I just have like a general question, I guess. Nothing new. I mean, how are we doing? How is are you doing JSON on the UI ports? And so I'm, my focus is still Reshare React. So like, I don't know if this is the time to do it, or you just want to skip it. I can check with the guys separately, and we can do the support.
Okay, let's I guess let's quickly do the support stuff and then we can shift gears to talking about ReShareX because I think we probably will have time.
Yeah, I think probably won't have time. It's fine, Mallory. I'll just check with the guys on the channel. I think that's fine. So yeah, let's do the support stuff.
Okay.
What's
I think I only have two new things. One is about the nsip checkout item not working because Columbia is using barcodes that have plus signs and percent signs in the barcode. And I was able to use the minpals like test tenant that also includes Folio integrations just to see like what was happening. And I was wondering, Kurt, if this would be something that you might be able to look at to see if there's something that we need to adjust or if it is maybe it's Folio complaining and not reshare, but I think it's reshare complaining because I can do like a regular checkout in Folio with a barcode like this. It's just when you're trying to do it through reshare that it doesn't work.
yeah, I can look at ModRS and see if there's anything regarding how we process those that would have an issue with the special characters, I guess.
Yeah, like they're doing some like crazy workaround, like changing the barcode and then having to change it back in their system. And so like if it's possible to adjust that, I think that would be great. I don't know when we would actually deploy the fix for them, but I think it's good to
Yeah,
at least know.
I don't know off the top of my head what our rules are for barcodes and time, internally, and whether we accept any characters that are not alphanumeric. So,
Okay, great. Thank
I'll
you.
check that out.
I'm just gonna label you on this, but if we end up needing to like actually do like make a change, I'll create an ILL dev ticket for that. And then this one is a ticket that Ian created. And it's related to batch pull slips not being saved in the supply app of tenants that have printed more than 1,000
Well, they
pull
still get
slips.
saved, they just don't display.
Yeah, right. Sorry, that's right. They because of this limit, right? This 1,000, yeah,
Yeah, exactly.
batches. So there's like maybe five or six libraries at MinLink and a couple at PALSY, I think, that are running into this. And Ian did a manual like workaround for Viking, who or maybe it was NYU, sorry, who originally reported this issue. So there's like an actual fix that could be done in the UI for this, but I don't know when we would be able to do this ticket. And so I was wondering if Ian, if we're gonna have to have you do the manual cleanup for the other libraries that have already maxed out the printing, or yeah, basically that. Because I just don't know when we're gonna be doing stuff in UIRS that is related to this, unless we do the accessibility work, which is still sort of up in the air. But anybody have thoughts on this? I guess.
What was wrong with the cron job?
Just that it's wacky, dude. Like, can we just have an app that works?
But it's just going to fill up forever if nothing deletes it, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is true. I mean, it's not going to fill up very fast. I mean, 3,000 rows of like two lines in a table isn't going to kill our database. But even so, like, I don't think there's a lot of other applications that we run where we have to manually, prune them like
It's not
that.
manual, but script does it.
Well, sure, yeah, but for each tenant and stuff. I mean, I realize that I'm losing this battle, and I'm just gonna have to add more wacky stuff to the side of reshare. That's fine. I'm just gonna grumble about it because I don't think it's how it's supposed to work. But that's what's gonna happen.
But yeah, we should make the new one prettier.
Well, yeah, and we should have an app that works. I mean, like, if we're trying to support these people, and it's like, can we just have the UI select the latest, 1,000 instead of having a bug, But I understand that we're not going to do that. That's fine. I'll just clean this up.
So this is like definitely something that we should fix for ReShare X, but probably not something that's going to get fixed in the current setup, the legacy ReShare. Is that accurate?
I mean, I guess that's up to you guys. I mean, I would prefer that it gets fixed, but if it doesn't, I will handle it another way.
Is this like a factor of the weird can't code that we haven't been able to easily deal with it, or?
Well, the thousand, the hard thousand limit is a factor of the can't code, but
Right.
we can control the UI part of it. It's just a matter of which of us is going to prioritize. Like, I can look at that after the call, I guess. I can see what I can see, but it's also tricky because I guess to even see it, I have to create more than 1,000 batches. So.
Yeah, it's fine. Just assign it to me and I'll clean it.
And the script to create 1,000 batches is about as good as the much work as the cron job to make it so there's never 1,000
Well,
batches.
it's not that it's hard to write a cron job. It's just I don't want to have to add a bunch of stuff like
No, I know. It's
wait,
just an
can I
advanced step, yeah.
deploy a cron job for that? It's not just like can I
I
write
know, I know.
it? Yes, I can. But it's annoying
It's
to
now there's one more thing to keep track of, for sure. For
Like
sure.
we have to turn off all the, timer tasks and then set our own script to fire the timer tasks and stuff like that. It would be preferable to have an application that works as intended rather than having to add a bunch of stuff on the side. That's what I'm saying.
Would it be possible to do to like make this fix at least to display the most recent 1,000 batches? Like, and have that applied to these tenants like in a reasonable time frame, like, or is that just way
Maybe,
too
basically. If that's the problem, and like I have no idea what the filter for this batch stuff is. I haven't thought about the batch thing ever.
it's
I don't I think
written right there.
Sorry, what did you say, Ian? I missed what you
It's
said.
on the issue that you're sharing on your screen. Like he's saying it's written right there. But I can't scroll sideways in the screen sharing. But anyways, it's in that little one
I mean,
two
I think
text off.
the limiting factor is probably the Kayant library, that whatever the one that controls what the query parameters are. I forget which one that one is called. Set.
Right, but we can put order by somehow in there. Surely we can have a
Right.
sort.
Yeah.
And so that might be all it is. So I could just put a like find out what a sort is and then just put it there, and then we can do a release of UIRS, and I guess maybe it works.
I mean, I think that makes more sense than having to like have these trickle in and delete. That's why these are in draft, because we didn't really want to like derail all like Ian's other work. So if that is possible, but I know that Jakob will say that we keep derailing you with support issues as well. So I don't know, maybe we can just assign this and have it addressed like sometime in the nearest
What's the
future.
timeline here? Because I mean, I guess what I'm, I would care less about fixing it if we were had like a timeline for moving on to a new thing, but it doesn't seem to me like we're gonna, be doing that imminently. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to waste anyone's time. That's fine. I'll just go in and delete for the folks. Yeah, I'll just go in and add a delete or something or some kind of database trigger or whatever. Yeah.
We could talk about the roadmap document that that Jakob has put together in terms of like when are we going to be doing this stuff, or like when will we have something ready, in terms of is it imminent. Like hopefully in the next couple of months we will be like preparing for migrations. So it's not that far off, but like I don't know how quickly, like, who's gonna go first when we migrate, and
All right, let's do
I
this.
think.
For now, I'm going to fix all the ones that are close to being, the people that use this. I'm just going to make deletes. Because it doesn't seem to me like we're planning on releasing another version of UIRS for this old version of Resure. Is that correct?
I mean, that's what we're pushing for, although
If we do
Seb,
release another version, let's fix this because it seems like it's just adding, a sort. But if we're not, I don't want to schedule a release just for this if that's going to be the case. So I'll just fix these manually. And then we'll know that if we're going to make a release, we should add this to it.
okay, yeah. I think that the only there's a chance, you know what I'll do is I'll link this to the tenant accessibility, because it's still under review whether we're going to do any of the accessibility stuff in old reshare, or if we're going to try to convince the product committee to let us just do it in reshare X.
Okay. Yeah, so just do that. I'll handle them manually, but if we are going to do another release, let's fix it because it doesn't seem like it would be crazy to sort on,
Yeah, I'll put in the sort, but then it's also the like if we want to verify that before telling them we did that, then we actually have to make 1,000 of these things somewhere, or 1,001.
Ian, before you do this, I'll just ping Wayne and ask him to schedule it, because like I don't think this is more pressing than your other work.
Okay.
So let's not like distract you too much with that. Okay. All right, thank you. I think those were the two newish things that I had. It's 9:25. Jakob, do you want to talk about ReshareX?
No, I think let's stop here. I can check the guys and check on Tuesday as well.
Kurt and Jason or Ian, do any of you have questions for Jakob or for us while we're all together? Even if it is related to ReshareX and not ILL dev.
I just wanted to point out that it was slightly more annoying than I thought because CSS is horrible, but the RS 123 tenants now have the been redeployed thanks to Ian and have some of the newer stuff, including the display for the event log from the broker. And I'd be curious to hear what people think of that.
Is there an issue you want to look at?
Well, I mean, I had an issue open for it, but that doesn't, if for looking at it, if you just go to RS1 or RS3, they have some requests open. You can actually just see it.
Is it sorry, I'm not sure I know where to go. Let
It's
me.
in LastPass, exactly. You do know where to go exactly here.
All right. So RS1 is what we're looking for. Is it
Sure.
yeah. Okay.
And then this one, I think, is the requester for these requests. So they're all. And so you
You
pick
want to look
whatever
at one?
you can go. Yeah, on the
Yeah.
details page. Okay, well, maybe find one that's got more happening. But yeah, that one just validates. So this kind of takes the place of both the audit trail and the event or the protocol log and the system. And so this might even theoretically be useful for Adam and Yanis as they're playing with these systems because it might be a handy way to browse that log. Don't know. And I guess I'll reiterate what I mentioned a few days ago that it seems that we don't actually, when there's an action performed, if it was triggered by a user, we don't actually record what user did it.
We used to.
In the broker?
No, not in the broker.
Yeah. So.
Excuse Hello.
Hey, Echo. I can
You're
hear you. Can you hear
really,
me?
I don't know, kind of muffled.
yeah.
Something is wrong with my headset.
Oh, way
But
Yeah.
better. Yeah, that suddenly worked.
Do you recover those XML messages from JSON?
No, this is it's just displaying whatever payload is there. So I think this is an older request where the payload is being stored in XML. If you go to a newer request, I think they started coming in JSON somewhat recently.
Yeah, so we fixed this. I thought that you actually, it would be kind of cool if you could recover the XML from JSON. And render it this way. That would be kind of neat. We decided to nest it in JSON mostly because it's convenient when you process. Otherwise, it's like a blob of text, unreadable blob of text. And it's
Well,
messy because.
it's parsable here, but yeah, if it works either way, like the display code I have supports both because I actually recycled the part of the code I had doing the syntax highlighting in the protocol log, or protocol, yeah, whatever it was called,
Yeah.
from the previous incarnation of ReShare. So I already had support for both XML and JSON, so I just kept using it for these payloads.
Okay. Yeah, at some point we can just write a small function that converts that JSON to XML, because it's like a less conversion.
Well, the UI will just display either of them. So whatever works for you, it'll show up there. And I think
No, but
whoever's
I mean
reading this can read either.
the UI, because like we don't really have a way to send this in a nice way in the JSON. Yeah, we can do what we do now, which is like embed this in the screen, but then we cannot process those with any JSON files like JQ and stuff, and it's just annoying. So we're not gonna do that. But I think just for display purposes, we could convert it back to JSON. So if people want to copy out the message, or play with it, it's not important, but it would be kind of neat if we could do it. JSON works too, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, the UI doesn't care because it'll display either.
What about
Also, actually,
no?
I was just going to say, I noticed that it stopped having HR IDs. Now it's just back to UUIDs for everything.
That doesn't sound correct. It could use HRIDs to request.
Like none of the new stuff has request or request ID as an HR ID. It just has the UUID. Like, is he here there?
Yes.
Like, how there's the top two, like that one has it, and then everything after that one is only UUIDs.
Maybe we broke something. Excuse me. Drop it in the section, okay, so I don't forget what we're
Okay. Have you? Go to one of the more recent ones where it's like cancel pending or something like that towards the end. Oh, did you rebuild the bundle, Ian?
Yep, should
Yeah,
have.
this has lots of.
Is it not showing there?
Yeah, so there's one of an error. The if there's a problem, so you can expand that one and see it. It should explain the error in more detail. I think it even parsed it out for you. But the like if you scroll up a little bit. Like before the messages. Yeah, error. So since we rebuilt it, let's try filtering to see. You should be able to like I locally if you can filter by state. So you can see if the no, it's still happening.
Right, this is
So that's
you want
the
to be
downshift error.
downshift, yeah. So I'm pinning that, but I haven't pushed that up yet.
Oh, I see. Okay, so then
Yeah.
that wouldn't that'll still break the same way. Okay.
Yep. I'm also adding Jakobit has me to add the requests app, so I'm adding that in the same go here.
Cool. But I don't think, like, I think there should be enough here that because the actions don't have parameters, you should be able to see it go through its whole life cycle. I don't think there's anything in the UI that's blocking that at this point because it does have the actions. I don't have a Stripe's ReShare fork with the translations for RS2 or RSX or whatever yet, but I suppose I could do that next. Like, should I do that? Should I bring over every UI repo as we start adding ReShareX stuff to it over to the index data GitHub?
It would make sense to me, to be honest, because it's gonna be
Okay.
forked anyway.
Sorry, Jason,
Yeah,
was that all your questions for this, or
that's enough. I'm out
did you
of
get
here tomorrow.
reheated? Okay.
Yeah, I've got enough for now, and I'll forget by the time I get back anyways.
You're out tomorrow? Until when?
I'll be back next Friday.
Oh, okay. All right, and Kurt, do you have any questions or anything you need right now?
Nope. I'm just continuing on with the directory stuff.
How's that going, anyways?
It's a little bit of a slog, but I feel like I've kind of broken through a wall. Some of it is just still me getting used to the some of the way Go does stuff, you know. I had a nice dance with the whole nullable thing for a while,
Oh my
sort of
gosh.
getting my head around that. So, but no, I feel like, I had a whole bunch of test break, and then I had to wade through that and, get those working again, and now I'm just implementing endpoints and stuff, and also the DB stuff is also, getting my brain working on that stuff again. So it feels incredibly healthy, honestly. Just I feel like I'm refreshing some pathways, but hopefully I'm starting to pick up speed on this, and I'm really gonna try to hit it hard. I'm not here tomorrow, but between today and Monday, I hope to get the back end mostly implemented, so I can start moving to the front end. So.
Well, that sounds great. Glad to hear you had a breakthrough. okay. Jakob, anything else you want to talk about? Or Ian, I didn't give you a chance to ask any questions either.
No, I don't think I have anything to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe could you check with Adam, because I feel like the poor guy is just stuck. I spent some time with him today. There's just some confusing stuff with the length of integration. So I wrote some stuff to you on that channel. Maybe you could check with him.
I got I think three requests from you this morning in the chat. One was about adding requests. The other one was expanding Adam's permissions so he can mess with ingresses. And the other one
Yeah.
was about RS3 not showing inventory for some reason.
Yeah.
Those are the
That's
things.
the most confusing one. That's the one where
Yeah, that's weird. I
you just
just checked the
don't.
database. All the instances are there, so I'll try. I don't no idea what that's about, but I'll look at it.
It is extremely confusing because we felt for a while that maybe it was pointing at the wrong inventory because you could still place some requests, but like the items weren't there, so. Yeah, but if you're looking at it, then that's good.
Yeah, so I saw those three things. I just I didn't acknowledge that, I guess. I just started with the first one, so I will look at all three of those today. Like, yeah.
Alrighty. Well, thank you, everyone. Safe travels, Jason. And have a good long weekend, Kurt. And talk to you all soon, I guess.
Where are you off to, Jason?
I'm going right back to Kelowna.
All right.
Yeah, this was so. There was like I was always going to do this trip to take my niece to see her dad and go snowboarding, and then the previous trip a couple weeks ago was sort of a bonus trip. Because there was a semi-spontaneous gathering of my dad's family because his sister was having her 70th birthday, and she didn't expect to do that because she's been battling cancer for a bit, and so we were all pretty stoked to celebrate that with her.
Nice. Well, enjoy the trip.
Yeah,
Looking
sounds
forward on
great.
the map. Yeah.
Is that where you went last year as well?
Yeah, that's where I went in December too. So I've just been going back and forth a bit. But it's fun. It's nice out there. So.
All right, cool. Thank you. Thank you all.
Bye, everyone. Okay, thanks,
Oh,
Ryan.
yes.